It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. Later in this hour, a new bill is pushing to increase funding for the arts economy in Wisconsin.
First, the Winter Olympics have officially begun. The opening ceremony in Sochi earlier today featured fireworks, Russian pop music, and Olympians from 88 countries. Much of the reporting leading up to the Games has focused on preparedness, security, and human rights. While these are important discussions, we'd like to take a look now at the Games and athletes themselves with a Wisconsin twist.
Yes, Wisconsin has been well represented in the Winter Olympics historically, particularly in hockey and curling, and it's no different here this year. Here with us to share some of the stories of Wisconsinites in Sochi this year is Wisconsin State Journal sports reporter Andy Baggett. Andy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, it appears that this is one of the upsides of our winters here in Wisconsin, don't you think?
Very much so. We get to whether or not athletics comes out of the snow, whether it comes out of the ice. We here in Wisconsin tend to have the pleasure of seeing athletes that are involved in winter sports, in hockey, curling, speed skating, you name it. Wisconsin athletes have come to the forefront here in the last several decades, and it's one of those ways we can get through the Winter Olympics. Even though it's cold outside, there's a reason to watch the Winter Games regardless of where they are.
Now who are the people you're most excited about that are from Wisconsin who are in the Olympics this year?
Well, I'm excited for everybody because it's such an amazing opportunity to go and represent your country in something like this. A lot of my job entails following hockey. Wisconsin has a very deep history with Olympic hockey, both on the men's side and the women's side. There are four representatives from the University of Wisconsin on the men's side. There are four on the women's side. There's also Madison products who are on the men's and women's teams making history. Brother and sister, Phil and Amanda Kessel, both are playing at Minnesota. Phil played at Minnesota. Amanda is playing in Minnesota, will resume her career after the Olympics. But there are so many stories.
That is pretty unusual to have.
It is very unusual. In fact, when this possibility came to light, a lot of the discussion went to Eric and Beth Hayden, again Madisonians, uh-huh, who starred in the 80 Olympics. Eric won 5 gold medals, and Beth, I believe, won a bronze. So there is that sibling storyline that's involved in this game. That, again, will make it very interesting for a lot of people, but especially for me.
Now in the area of hockey, why do you think it is that Wisconsin turns out so many good hockey players?
Really traditionally strong programs. Coincidentally, the coach of the women's team at Wisconsin is Mark Johnson, who was one of the heroes of the Miracle on Ice in 1980. And his legacy lives on with his players. In fact, one of the championships that he led the Badgers to in terms of winning a national championship was in 2007 in Lake Placid, where he had his moment of glory. So there's a lot of really cool storylines, a lot of fun athletes, but I think a lot of it comes from the fact that both programs, the men's and the women's programs here, embrace the Olympic legacy, and they have very good coaches who turn out players that are worthy of playing for their country.
Now, one of the exciting things about hockey in the United States team in general is I guess the competition with Canada. Is that right?
Correct, especially on the women's side. Although there is a rivalry for the men's side, the women's side is especially pronounced because Canada and the United States have been rivals from the start, and they're the only two, for a long time, they've been the only two games in town. They're the two best teams in the country, and there's a real distant third if you want to talk about Finland. But right now, that's where the rivalry has come from. In fact, during the exhibition season, getting ready to go to the Olympics, the women's teams from the United States and Canada brawled, had a couple of fights.
So oh, really?
It's a very intense rivalry, and what's going to be interesting about this tournament is that if all goes according to Hoyle, they'll play twice because they've changed the format to kind of embrace the countries that have struggled a little bit in hockey.
Yeah,
try to make it a little more balanced. So there's a chance the United States and Canada could play. They will play for sure one time, and they could play a second time for a gold medal.
And so women's hockey starts tomorrow, then, right?
Yes, the Americans play Finland, And it will be a very interesting game because the last time they played, Finland lost. Their goaltender, Finland's goaltender, made 58 saves. He is regarded as the best goaltender in the world. He's played at the University of Minnesota, won a national championship with Minnesota. So there's reason to tune in at 2 o'clock in the morning if you live in Madison or the Central Time Zone when the game starts.
So what do you think are the chances of the women getting the gold?
Well, they earned the silver in 2010, played Canada, lost to Canada in the gold medal game. I think this is a little bit better team in terms of offense. To make a short answer to your question, I think they can win the gold medal. Canada is very, very good. Finland is a dark horse. But I think the Americans have a little bit more speed, a little bit more experience, and I like the leadership core of the team. So I think that could translate into a gold medal for the United States. I don't want to sound like I'm not a countryman for this, but I really see a team there that certainly offensively could really do some damage.
Now, beyond hockey, also speed skaters are probably something to watch as well. From a number of Wisconsin speed skaters competing this time,
there are a lot. There's always going to be, in my mind, a connection to the speed skating, just given the fact that there is an Olympic Oval in West Dallas, and a lot of people follow come to West Dallas, that area, to train. And yeah. So there's always going to be that touchstone of sorts with a lot of the athletes, and there are a lot of ties. And one of the more prominent names is Tucker Fredericks, who grew up in Janesville and is going to another Olympics as the American record holder in the 500 meters. He will have a lot of eyes on him because I know he'd like to win. He'd like to go out with a win because I think he's getting close to retirement, and the medal would really augment his career. There are a lot of people in short track and long track speed skating that are have ties to Wisconsin, whether they've come here to train or whether they grew up here idolizing the Haydens and the Immerfalls and all the other people that came before them in terms of speed skating.
Quite a tradition. Now, another thing that I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on is something that you have a personal connection to in some ways, the curling competition. There is one competitor that you have been watching for many years, right?
Well, I had the great good fortune of being able to go to the Calgary Games in 1988, and that was, I believe, the first year that they had curling as an Olympic-sponsored sport. Erica Brown grew up here in Madison. Her dad owns a curling rink, has a curling business now. She was 15. She was the youngest member of the American contingent to go to Calgary. She competed in those Olympics, went on to be a golfer at the University of Wisconsin, is now a 40-something mother and living up in Canada, and she's back for her third Olympics. So it's going to be fun to see if she can replicate the experience that she had and maybe come back to the United States with a medal.
That's great. Now, having gone to an Olympics in Calgary, do you watch it differently now than you did before?
I think I appreciate it. Just from a journalistic standpoint, how difficult it is to go from place to place, to travel around and see a new city, to see the international flavor that they have at venues like this. I think that I've always enjoyed the Olympics, but I think having had the opportunity to go there and witness it and write about it and kind of get immersed in it, it still holds true, because when the Winter Games roll around, I like to watch them.
Well, Andy Baggett, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Andy Baggett, sports reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Thanks for joining us. And the Olympics open tonight. The opening ceremony is going to air tonight on TV at, I think, 6:30 or so, something like that.